Welcome to Spark, where we meet the most accomplished women leaders in agribusiness today. Learn how each of these women built leadership into their life's work and what advice they have for young women just starting out their careers. Your host for Spark is Sarah Stever, president at Paulson.
Welcome to the first episode of Spark. I'm Sarah Stever, president of Paulson, an agri-marketing agency that serves agribusinesses across the United States. In this first episode, I'd like to introduce you to the series Spark. First, a bit about us at Paulson. While we are marketers, we also have a passion for agriculture. We support it, we promote it, we believe in it. And most of all, we're here to help lead it. And that means we serve the agribusinesses that feed our growing world. So why Spark? Well, Spark is designed to give young women a picture of what a career in agriculture is like through the stories of some of the most incredible women working in agribusiness today. These women are from all walks of life and have surprising stories of overcoming challenges, creating their own opportunities, and succeeding in spectacular ways. Every one of these women are still writing the story of their lives each day, and universally, I can tell you that there are no more intelligent, generous, and joyful women than you will meet here on Spark. Through their stories, you will learn about the jobs they have now and the paths they took that got them there. All along the way, they have great advice for starting or restarting your career in agribusiness. Why do we hope you'll consider a career in ag? If you're listening to this, you might already know that our farmers need to grow enough food to sustain 9 billion people by 2050. In fact, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization predicts that we'll need to double our food production in that same amount of time. Put simply, agriculture will need to solve the biggest problems we face. Now, these problems are multifaceted, as is agriculture. There are far fewer farmers than there are people who work in agribusinesses, but these roles are codependent. No agriculture, no agribusiness. No agribusiness, no agriculture. And we all understand what a world without agriculture would be like. Many of the jobs in agribusiness are STEM jobs. That's to say, science, technology, engineering, and math-related jobs. But I would add an A for agriculture to that list. We need STEAM jobs because there are important roles outside of STEM that are part of the system for ag. Business, communications, law, economics, sociology, regulatory, governmental, and human resources are just some of the roles that we will explore, along with, of course, science, technology, engineering, and math. A report by USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture and Purdue University projects that over 22,000 jobs in agriculture-related fields may go unfilled every year through at least 2020. So right now is a great time for smart young people to start careers in ag. So we know this is an important issue and an immediate opportunity for you. We need the brightest minds to solve our biggest problems. We need young women and men to choose agribusiness as a career path, and once they're on track, to understand how to become leaders in everything they do. I believe sincerely that one of the best ways to grow in your career is to model yourself after someone else that's already successful. And even better, find role models that are willing to provide you with the inside track on their own success. In our Spark podcast, you'll get a chance to find out what these women learned from the tough times too, times when they persevered and found the grit deep inside to keep them going. We'll learn some universal truths that are common to every one of these women. And these are truths that you can apply in your own education, life, and career. And I guarantee you that every episode has the power to change how you see yourself now and how you can take smart steps to move into your future. Thanks for taking the time to listen. I hope you'll begin with the next episode. It's time to meet the women of Spark.
That's Spark for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. To learn more about Paulson, please visit paulson.ag. That's P-A-U-L-S-E-N.ag.